hairs on a child's mind. Oh, then I would, oh, they would talk about the storms, and then they had so many cyclones and hails and all, and I'd be so happy when my daddy'd open the door and he said, well, kids, the storm's over, we can go in the house. And oh, and I had to go back in the cellar. I would just fill up to here. I was scared to death. One time I crawled under the barn when I was about 10 years old to getting eggs. The hens go down there and lay in guineas. And I went up there and I got so scared. I was thinking the barn's going to fall down on me. And I just went to scream. It's horrible. And that's boring with my mind all this time.
Did y'all have bad storms around here?
Oh, we had storms that just tear the homes up and everything. We don't have storms and cyclones now like we used to. Sometimes in the spring you'd come out and there'd be a storm and the cotton would, the whole fields would just be bare again. You'd have to plant again. We don't have storms like that anymore.
No, it used to. Did women set aside one particular day when they would, if they had a lot of dirty clothes, they'd do all of
the clothes?
Have
their wash day.
Yes, ma'am.
No, we didn't. We always, well, then we washed mostly any time we needed to, but we washed outside the house in tubs, and we boiled our clothes in a big pot. Punched them down, boiled them, then take them out and rinse them two or three times, then blew them and hang them on the line.
Was that one of those great big black pots?
Yeah, big pot, about 40 gallon or 50. And we made our own soap then. We didn't have detergent or powders or this or that. We made our own soap out of lye. Lye, when you kill hogs, you take the cracklings and use the lye and cook it and make your soap. And when it got so thick, you would turn your far out and you would leave it in this big old black kettle. And when it got cold enough, you would cut your soap out and take it out and lay it on a plank and let it dry. And we had a lot of soap. That's what we bathed with. I like to have some of it right now. It's the best stuff for your hair you ever used.
Is that right?
Yeah. Lye soap. The ladies made their own soap.
Was there any particular name for that great big black pot you were telling me about?
All I ever know is they called it a wash pot.
A wash pot?
Yeah, wash pot. Clothes pot or wash pot. And that's the way we rendered our hog grease. We would kill hogs and we would put the meat the fat and the cracklings, yeah, the skins of the meat and fat, and we would put it in there and render it out and make our grease, make our lard. Then we'd take the cracklings from where we made our lard and make our fat, make our soap with the cracklings and the lye and make our soap.
You know, you were talking about doing the laundry. Nowadays, do you have places around here that
to? And the biggest part of people have their washers in their house. Yeah.
Do they have some of these places that the washers and dryers are coin operated?
All are now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You pay so much to go. You know, you go in and you put your clothes in one, and you put your powders, and you put a quarter in. Then the water comes on, then you rinse. Yeah, it washes and rinses, and then they've got the dryers that you use the same method to dry your soap.
What do people call a place like
wash
that?
Washateer. Washateer. Got to go to the washateer.
Do many people have some kind of container in their bathroom where they put their dirty clothes before?
Mm-hmm. They call it, let's see. What did we call it?